Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
Chance you could start this the first minute of round two out, and it's a 60s versus 90s matchup, and it's number 296 Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill from 92 versus number 295 Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who from 68.
Not The Fucking Who.
Rebel Bikini Kill. Well, you're fucking with a Rebel Girl, so I agree with that, but Bubbles, how about you?
The Fucking Who.
And Aaron?
Yeah, The Who number 9, Bikini Kill number 16.
And Casey?
Not The Who.
And I'm going to give that a big fat yup. Because I am not a Who fan, except for Tommy, so I will 100% give it to Bikini Kill, because Rebel Girl is an amazing song, because I think it's basically a lesbian song, too, but Jamie, which way you want to go?
It is, but this is Won't Get Fooled Again, man.
I'm good on that. I'm not a Who fan by any fucking mean.
Definitely. Yeah, I enjoyed that the Rebel song and all, don't get me wrong, but it's The Who. It's The Who.
Which means Harley Quinn is the tiebreaker here, or is it Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, or Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who?
Okay, before I place my vote, Bubbles, I need to order that paddle.
hold on.
What now?
Oh, Bubbles makes her paddles.
Yeah, I need to order that. Okay. I'm going to go with The Who.
God damn it, Harley. I wanted to see Rebel Girl make it through the quarterfinals. But that means The Who moves on. And this one's going to get started off by Bubbles. It's number 276. It's a 70s matchup. It's Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have by Buzzcocks from 78. Versus number 293, School's Out by Alice Cooper from 72.
Alice Cooper?
And Aaron?
Buzzcocks number 12, Alice Cooper number 15.
Oh, that one was close, too.
It's a tight one, as we like to say. And Casey, which way would you have gone?
Alice Cooper.
Or which way would you go, I should say? And I will 100% give this to the Buzzcocks, because that song, Alice Cooper's song on this, is so overplayed. If it was Poison or a lot of other songs he's done, it would have fucking come up in a second. But because, you know, that girl is Poison, whether it be Alice Cooper or Belle Biv DeVoe, I'll fucking rep both those songs. But Jamie, which way you want to go?
I agree with you that there's better Alice Cooper songs, but I am still going to vote for this one. Alice Cooper. Sorry, Buzzcocks. Sorry.
Go open the drawer in your bedroom and say sorry to them in person. But, Harley, which way are you going to go?
Sorry.
Bubbles,
Well, the only reason I voted for the Buzzcocks in the last round was because they're their name. So I'm going to go with Dallas Cooper.
So you're done with the bit.
Which saves Chansey the tiebreaker. But which way would you have gone, Chansey?
What's up?
Not the Buzzcocks.
Which means Alice Cooper was on 5-2. But that means that Aaron gets to start off the next matchup, as Alice Cooper will face the Who in the quarterfinals. And Aaron, it's number 292, Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest from 1990.
We know that's my number one.
Yeah, I know. Versus a song that's 17 years younger. Number 273, Killing Me Softly with his song by Roberta Flack from 73.
So that's number one versus number four.
And Casey?
What's the matchup?
Can I Roberta Kick It Flack
versus Tribe Called Quest.
Yep.
I'll go Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, you can.
I'm gonna go out with Roberta Flack on this, because I fucking love her version of that song. It's so classy and elegant. But Miss Jamie, is it Killing Me Softly with her song or Tribe Called Quest?
Definitely Tribe Called Quest. Yeah.
Never half step, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper.
And Harley?
Killing Me Softly.
And Chansey Pants.
A Tribe Called Quest.
God damn you.
And Bubbles, finish us off here.
I love finishing.
Oh, I know.
Tribe Called Quest.
It's Tribe, y'all.
Which means the last matchup in this half of round two is going to get started off by Casey. And it's number 272. And only a 9-year difference, but The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy from 76. Versus 271. A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum from 67.
Thin Lizzy.
And I'm going to give that a big fat yup, because Boys Are Back in Town. Which is why I say whenever it's cold as fuck outside, I go inside the house, my balls drop. But which way you want to go there, Jamie?
What's the choices again?
The Boys Are Back in Town or A Whiter Shade of Pale?
Boys Are Back in Town for sure.
And Harley?
The Boys Are Back in Town.
Which means The Boys Are Back in Town. Definitely moves on to the face of Tribe Called Quest in the quarterfinals. But which way would you have gone there, Chansey Pants?
I'm definitely going with Thin Lizzy.
What? Over Chunky Lizzy? But which way you want to go there, Bubbles?
Boys Are Back in Town.
Enter the name Bubble Sex Tape. But which way you want to go, Aaron? Finish us off.
Well, I ranked Whiter Shade of Pale 11 and Boys Are Back in Town 18. But in a vacuum, ooh, I would have picked Boys Are Back in Town, but Whiter Shade of Pale.
Which means it avoids a sweep, and Thin Lizzy will face the Tribe Called Quest in the quarterfinals.
It was not a sweep. I took Whiter Shade of Pale.
I went by your rankings. So
Whiter Shade of Pale is the one that won, yeah, in my rankings.
Exactly. And that means the other side of round two is going to get started off by me. And it's number 287. It's a 4-year difference. 80s versus 70s. It's number 287, You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC from 1980. Versus number 286, Dancing Queen by ABBA from 1976. And you know I am 100% giving it to the fucking ABBA. Fucking A-teens. Fucking whatever. Anybody singing Dancing Queen. I used to watch the 18 video of that all the time in fucking middle school.
So it's the front of the stacks of every record store when I was a teenager.
Dude, ACDC. I love Mamma Mia. I love Mamma Mia. I want to see it live on Broadway. I 100% will welcome Dance Queen. I'm down for 70s disco a fucking day of the week. Disco is the fucking shit to this day still. But, Jamie, is it Dancing Queen or are you Struck Me All Night Long?
I really can't fucking stand AC/DC's bullshit, so it's going to be ABBA.
And... wait a minute. Yeah. Harley?
Okay, so on Wednesday, I got to dress up as, for work, 70s, 80s, or 90s. I dressed up as the 70s, so I was a hippie for work. And before I got ready for work, I was listening to Dancing Queen. So my vote is Dancing Queen.
There you go.
And Chancy Pants?
Not ABBA.
And Bubbles.
ABBA.
Which means ABBA moves into the quarterfinals, thank God. I don't see it making it out, but we'll see. ABBA.
Fuck your vote, Chancy.
Dude, just the fucking violins in Dancing Queen are fucking incredible, but... But which way do you want to go? Would you have gone, Aaron?
You Shook Me All Night Long, number 8. Dancing Queen, number 13.
And Casey?
Not ABBA.
Which means ABBA's son was on 4-3, but it has some competition. And it's going to be facing one of these two songs, and it's going to get started off by Jamie. It's a 8-year difference, 50s versus 60s. It's number 268, Shout, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers from 59, The Year My Parents Were Born, versus number 284, Suzanne by Leonard Cohen from 67.
Well, I'm definitely voting Shout, regardless of if every time you say that I think of the Disturbs version of it, but I'm voting Shout.
Shout! Shout!
That's not just, dude, oh my god, Jeremy. No, stop.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not. I'm fucking with you. I don't Disturb. I haven't fucking seen it ever put out.
Yeah, but it's also not their, like, it's a Tears for Fears cover, dude. It's not even the same thing.
I know it is. Dude, I'm fucking with you. I had to do the Disturbed version of, like, the Isley Brothers song. But, Harley, is it Shout or Suzanne?
Shout.
And Chancy.
It's definitely Shout.
And Bubbles.
Shout.
I'll make you. And Aaron. And Casey.
One, Doubtful. Two, Shout.
One. Ask my fucking wife. She'll tell you ain't no Doubtful in that shit. And number two, I will 100% go for Shout as well, giving it the fucking second sweep of the evening. Because it's fucking Shout. It's Animal House. It's John Belushi, dancing his ass off. I'm down for it. Any day of the fucking week. And twice on Sunday. But
actually, John Belushi crawling on the floor and sneaking
that out. Too. He does a lot during that song. But Harley... I still love when they go to the fucking club in that movie and, like, they're the only white guys in the club and, like, we want to dance with your dates. Like, I fucking love it. But, actually, was that? Yeah, Chancy, is it, oh, no, Harley, I'm sorry. Is it number 283 in a 60s matchup, Georgia in My Mind by Ray Charles from 60, or number 282, Never Tear Us Apart by NXS from 88? Told you I wouldn't fuck it up.
Georgia on My Mind.
And Chancy.
That's tough. I think I'm going to go with Ray Charles on this one, but...
And bubbly one.
Ray Charles.
I love how innocent you sound when you say that. Ray Charles? But, Aaron, how about you?
Number 29, Never Tear Us Apart. My note is possibly my least favorite NXS song. Number 2, Ray Charles, Georgia On My Mind.
Okay.
Georgia.
Which means Georgia, definitely Georgia gets the win. And I'm going to have to give it to Georgia too, because NXS compared to Georgia On My Mind is fucking child's play. But which way would you have gone, Jamie?
Who was our choices?
Ray Charles and NXS.
Probably NXS.
Which means Ray Charles wins 6-1. And it's going to be facing one of these last two songs in round two, because it's the final matchup. And it's going to get started off by Chansey. It's a 34-year difference. 60s versus 2000s. Number 281, Grindin' by Clips from 2002. Versus number 280, Penny Lane by the Beatles from 1967.
As much as I hate doing it, I gotta vote for the Beatles on this one.
I'm actually surprised you would even still. But Bubbles, how about you?
The Beatles.
And Aaron?
Yep.
And Casey?
Again, Math Lesson 101, 4 people make a right, that would be the Beatles.
I thought 4 people means me going through the intersection killing 4 people, but okay. I 100% will give it to the Beatles, because Clips is garbage. So
if they all make a right, then nobody gets killed.
And then, Penny Lane is fucking a master.
Clips won in the first round.
I honestly don't care, because I knew it was going to lose in the second round. But I 100% will give it to the Beatles, because fuck Clips. But Jamie, Clips or the Beatles?
For the fuck of it, Clips.
No, someone's going to give him a pity vote. And Harley, finish us out.
The Beatles.
Which means Beatles win 6-1. And round two is officially over at 1 hour 44 minutes in.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone.
And that means we get to start off the quarterfinals here. And the quarterfinals are going to get started off by Bubbles. Yeah, Bubbles. And it's a 4-year difference, 60s versus 70s. It's number 295, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who from 65, or from 68, versus number 293, School's Out by Alice Cooper from 72.
I'm going to do The Who.
You're going to do Who?
Yep.
No, I'm asking. She's going to do Who? But,
yep.
Aaron, give that a yep.
Yep.
And Casey?
Oh, my Alice Cooper note.
Not.
When I saw him, he opened for Scorpions.
That's a good concert. But The Who, Casey?
No, not The Who.
And Bubbles? Actually, I'm sorry. Me. Why did I say Bubbles? And out of these two songs, I got to give it to The Who. Because it's the first time I voted for The Who in this bracket, but first, Alice Cooper School's Out, I'll 100% give it to The Who. But which way you want to go there, Jamie?
Definitely the Who.
Which means the Who move on to the semifinals. But which way would you have gone, Harley?
The Who.
And Chansey?
You got to go with Alice Cooper.
A lot of people did, so.
Alice Cooper.
But that means that Alice Cooper loses 5-2, and the Who move on to round semifinals.
I think it's not on the ticket, but if I remember right, 38 Special was on the bill with Alice Cooper and Scorpions. Which sounds stupid.
Weren't they a one-hit wonder?
No, they had a bunch of shitty songs.
But that means that Aaron gets to start off the next round of the semifinals to see who is going to face. And funny enough, it's your number one song, but it's a 14-year difference. It's 292, Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest from 90 versus 272, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy from 76.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy's number 18. We know where we stand on Q-Tip and Fife Dog and Ali Sharif Muhammad.
And Casey?
Thin Lizzy.
And I'm going to give that a big value up because that's way better than a Tribe Called Quest song. But Jamie, is it... Can I Kick It or The Boys Are Back in Town?
Definitely the Lizzy thinness.
And Harley?
My number
one. The Boys Are Back in Town.
Down it goes.
Yep, Aaron's number one song is out of this fucking bracket. But Thin Lizzy will move on to the semifinals to face The Who. But which way would you have? Which way would you have gone, Chansey?
Thin Lizzy, probably.
And Bubbles?
You're on mute.
You're on mute, Bubbles.
I know. I realized that. I was like, kick it. And then I was like, wait, I think I'm muted. And I was like, oh, man.
But that means Thin Lizzy moves on 5-2. And the other side of the quarterfinals is going to get started off by Casey. And it's a 17-year matchup. It's 70s versus 50s. It's number 286, Dancing Queen by ABBA from 76. Versus number 268, Shout Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers from 59.
Damn it. Shout.
I'm having a hard time with this one. I really fucking am. But it's my number 15, I got
14.
No, I really am. I love both these songs undeniably. But I, as you've heard this whole bracket, but I gotta give it to ABBA. I have to give it to ABBA. But Jamie, which way you wanna go?
ABBA versus who?
Shout.
Versus Shout.
Oh, that's Shout. Definitely.
What?
Shout.
All right. And Harley.
ABBA.
And Chansey?
Not fucking ABBA.
Your Swedish accent is horrible.
Five.
But Bubbles, which way you want to go?
Shout. High five.
Which way is Shout?
High five.
Shout does move on. I'm not sad either way. I really am not. But which way would you have gone, Aaron?
Dancing Queen, number 13. Shout, number 14.
Ooh. But that does mean... God damn it, Bubbles. That means Shep moves on to face one of these two songs in the semifinals.
No vote shaming.
And
right, hella vote
shaming. Vote with your heart bubbles.
Thank you. Oh, she can, but I'm gonna shame her all I fucking want. It's my show, but our show. But that means I start off the next matchup, the final matchup in the quarterfinals. And it's a 7-year difference only in these songs. It's a 60s matchup. It's number 283, Georgia My Mind by Ray Charles from 1960, versus number 280, Penny Lane by the Beatles from 67. And I'm 100% going with the Beatles. Penny Lane is a fucking one of the most iconic songs of my fucking college years. So, fucking Penny Lane. Thank you to my American music history professor who taught me about the Beatles. But which way do you want to go there, Jamie? Beatles or Ray Charles?
Beatles. Please play the Beatles.
And Harley?
The Beatles.
And Chansey?
No, the fucking Beatles.
And Bubbles?
The Beatles.
Which means the Beatles moves on if there's somebody follows to face Shout. And hope y'all know what hard semifinals y'all create. But, Aaron, Beatles or Ray Charles?
So there's an old Flip Wilson bit where he's talking about Christopher Columbus before he sets off to discover America. He's talking to, like, the Queen of Spain, trying to get, you know, permission to sail around the world. And then the Queen's like, he's going to find Ray Charles. It is Ray Charles, number two. Me, Beatles are number five.
And Casey, finish us off.
Penny Lane is by far not in the same league as any of the Beatles' greatest songs, so I will not be voting for Penny Lane.
There's a barbershop photographed with every hair that he's had the pleasure to have known.
As I said, it's in my top 20. It's not my top 10 or top 5. But that means Beatles move on, 4-3. Semifinals of the night, and the first matchup gets started off by Jamie, and it's only an 8-year difference, 60s versus 70s. It's number 295, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who from 68 versus number 272, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy from 76.
Ooh, this is some bullshit. The Boys Are Back in Town.
And Harley?
The Boys Are Back in Town.
And Chansey? Yeah.
Spread the word around.
And Bubbles?
What was the other option?
Who Won't Get Fooled Again versus Boys Are Back in Town.
Boys Are Back in Town.
Which means the Thin Lizzy moves on to the finals.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know you're pissed, Aaron. But which way would you have gone, Aaron?
I'm at Thin Lizzy 18, The Who 9.
And Casey?
Thin Lizzy.
And I 100% would have gone for Thin Lizzy as well, which means Thin Lizzy moves on 6-1. But that means that the Who will go into the third and fourth place matchup. But the other side of the semifinals is going to get started off by Harley, and it's only an 8-year difference. It's an 8-year difference in both semifinals matchups, but this is 50s versus 60s. And it's number 268, Shout, parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers from 59, versus number 280, Pain Lane by the Beatles from 67.
Beatles.
Ooh.
And Chansey?
I'm going to go with Shout.
And Bubbles?
This is so hard.
Giggity.
I'm going to go with Shout.
And Aaron?
Penny Lane number 5, Shout number 14, Beatles.
And Casey?
Shout versus what? Penny Lane?
Yep.
Shout.
Which means I don't want to decide this one, so I'm going to make it a tiebreaker, and it's down to Jamie. Is it Penny Lane or Shout?
Ooh, it's either the Beatles or Shout. Oh, we're going to go with Shout.
Which means... like I said, I don't want to decide this one, so... Because I could have made Shout one, but I wanted to give the Beatles a fair chance to win. But that means we have our grand finale, and we have our third and fourth place match completely set up as a semifinal. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Penny Lane is in my And it's going to get started off by Chansey, as a matter of fucking fact. And yeah. It is the third and fourth place matchup, Chansey, are only a year apart. It's a 60s matchup. It's number 295, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who from 68 versus number 280, Pain Lane by The Beatles from 67.
I'm going to go with The Who on this one for the first time. Yeah, this is third and fourth.
And
yeah, I'll vote for The Who this time.
And Bubbles?
Beatles.
And Aaron?
Beatles 5, The Who 9.
And Casey?
The Who.
I'm going to give it to the Beatles, personally. But which way are you going to go, Jamie? Are you going to tie it up for Harley, or are you going to go for the Beatles?
Who am I voting?
The Who versus the Beatles.
Who are the Beatles? Penny Lane, and Won't Get Fooled Again.
The Who.
Which means, Harley, you get the tiebreaker for third and fourth place. Is it Penny Lane or Won't Get Fooled Again?
It's the Beatles.
Which means the Penny Lane wins third place in this. And 4-3, though. Very close matchup. And that means the final matchup of the night gets started off by Chansey. By Bubbles. And the finals for this matchup are they're actually 17 years apart. It's 70s versus 50s. It's number 272, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy from 76, versus number 268, Shout, parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers from 1959.
Oh, fuck.
I know, this is like two anthems against each other.
Right? And it's like... because you can bop to both of these. Like, this is some bullshit.
You could fuck to both of these, for God's sake, so. At least
I don't know, man. That'd be a weird ass fucking tempo for fucking Thin Lizzy.
No, dude.
That's the guitar solo. That's the guitar solo. That's one part. So you're just gonna chill out and wait. You're just gonna play. You're just gonna wait for one part of a song.
He strokes.
Finger her while you do the rest. Finger her while you wait for it, dude. Finger her while you wait to it. Wait for that part. She'll enjoy it. But which way do you want to go, Bubbles?
I'm gonna do shout.
And Aaron.
Shout number 14, boys number 18.
And Casey.
Shout.
I'm gonna give it to the boys just to keep it interesting here for at least another vote. Cause I feel like it should be in the finals and a little more interesting. But Jamie, which way you wanna go?
Boys.
And Harley, you gonna tie it up for Chansey or you gonna give it to Isley Brothers?
The boys.
And Chansey, that means in the finals you have a tiebreaker between Shout and the Boys Are Back in Town.
Oh, this one's actually tricky for me. I really like both of these songs, like very much so. You know what though? Since there'll be one and two respectively, I think I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give Thin Lizzy the dub on this one. They didn't get as much love as they should have got, and fucking, I'm here for it.
Which means, folks, that we have officially finished part 7 of the Rolling Stone bracket.
You know you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. Throw my hands up and shout. Throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say.
And the final four are, of course, in fourth place, number 295, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who from 68. In third place, number 280, Penny Lane by The Beatles from 67. In second place, number 268, Shout, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers from 1959. And in first place, number 272, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy from 1976. And folks, this has been a blast. And be sure to come check out next month, not next month, actually, because it's a new month, but in 2 weeks from now, we'll be tackling part 8, featuring more Beatles, a better Beatles song, Curtis Mayfield, Bob Marley making a return, Jerry Lee Lewis, Digital Underground, Backstreet Boys, Metallica, Aaliyah, The Supremes, Hank Williams, The Beastie Boys, Woody Guthrie, The Byrds, NWA, The Who, making another return, Joan Jett, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, D-Light, The Supremes again, Parliament, and Bill Withers. What the fuck? What the hell is the match about thinking of between 290 stars?
All that young on Bill Withers.
I'm sorry. The 90s matchup I was saying to you all is in the next part is actually two parts away. I knew I saw it. I just didn't know which part it was in. But
the final part's going to be 58. Something.
It's 50. Your shit right before you start reading it, bro. This
playlist
Please.
Is 58.
Now you're gonna be confused.
Actually, maybe the final part is 58. I could be wrong about that. You are right, Aaron. The final part of this is 58 songs.
You went so hard in the paint on that, and you weren't even fucking right. Jesus Christ, you're a disgrace.
I thought I did 50, but apparently I did 58. So that's just the way the dice fell. That's the way the dice fell, making every other part of this bracket 34 songs.
Be a big one. I'm gonna pre-rank them all ahead of time if I got time.
Well, you got a couple. You got a lot of months, buddy. But come back next month, or I don't know, in 2 weeks around St. Patty's Day to see your Musers breakdown part 8. But Casey, where can they find you?
An evening at the movies drops every Wednesday morning on wherever you get your podcast listening fix, as well as YouTube. As of right now, we are currently starting movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime for the next 2 months. So check those out as well and enjoy. Eek, you should be getting 2 episodes each and every Wednesday until the future. Also coming up on St. Patty's Day, I have a Puppet Master episode with Chansey and Jeremy. As well, you can also find me each and every Tuesday on the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Drafts. And yeah, I think that's about it. So next.
And yeah, we need to schedule Puppet Master 2 at some point. But and how dare you do
movies? It's gonna be a while because we're booked out solidly in the summer.
I get it. I just booked out my show till fucking June, and I just booked out our show till fucking May. So I get it. But Jamie, and also, how dare you do movies everybody should see in their lifetime, but you don't do Animal House? Just saying. But Jamie, where can they find you in all your mouthiness?
It was on the ballot to go up, and people voted it down. So
people are morons, but yes. I blame the public every fucking day of my life. But Jamie, where can they find you?
You can find me in your typical social media spots. You can find me Facebook. That's where I'm at the most. You can find me Instagram, usually Slipknot Chica or Slipknot Chica 17. Same thing for my Snapchat. Little bit on that X Twitter thing, whatever, you know, not really on there very much, but hit me up. I'm there. Bracket Bastards, we go live. We just switched over Sunday, so and weekly we go on Sunday right now and release our audio on Spotify and everywhere you get your handy dandy podcasts at, folks. So check me out on Bracket Bastards.
I mean, not as often as they check me out on Bracket Bastards, but okay. And you're where can they're
not there for you there, bud.
Oh, fuck, they aren't. I'm on 5 shows because I have a fucking following, thank you. But where can they find you, Harley? Speaking of places I've found, where can they find you, Harley?
Guys can find me on The Asylum with Harley and Joker. You could also find me on The Mod Squad. The Asylum with Harley and Joker goes live tomorrow at 8 Eastern, our Murders and Mystery episode.
Murder.
We awesome also having a bracket coming up here soon. If y'all want to join, it's Songs with Heaven and Hell in the title.
Heaven versus Hell. We're going all demons versus angels in this bitch. Let's go. But the Fantastic Bubbly one, where can they find you?
You can find me as well on Bracket Bastards, along with Miss Jamie and Jeremy. You can also find me on the TikTok, or Jeremy likes to call.
You went mute.
I did. I saw that. That was an oops. I was saying TikTok, but you know.
I mean, you said my name, and then it's like when your husband's around, you immediately gotta be like, oops, I gotta shut up. But
where can we get
she's which one? Her bad girl paddle, her slut paddle. She's got multiple. But
I have one that says boo on it too. It's
for the good girl paddle.
I mean, what it was to say good girl on one side, bad girl on the other side, so you flip it around based on how your girl's doing that night. But
exactly. That is exactly it. So today, I suppose I was being good. So,
ooh, you bad girl. But Aaron, where can they find you?
You can find me at the Yeah Podcast, Y E A H U H-U-H. Too many H's. Tomorrow we'll be recording Rotisserie Cinema with several of the people on this panel.
Yeah.
And that probably will drop a few weeks subsequent to that.
And, like a month with how Phil edits, but yeah.
Well, he's a busy guy these days.
And he edits like a pro, dude.
Having me?
Hey, I hands off. I hands off to people that fucking edit because I don't fucking edit for shit. So, but speaking of Leatherface and his lust for the female kind, Chancey, where can they find you?
Well, I mean, the Book of Faces, clearly. Instagram and fucking Dog Wheel Hunt. Fucking, oh, yeah. God damn it. I'm so stoked about tomorrow. Like, for real. I'm excited for this argument. I'm going to argue my point. Anyway.
Everybody who knows you knows nominated, that
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 as his best movie of 1986.
A.K.A. The Lust of Leatherface.
Hey, man. He's just going through his teenage phase is all.
As a fucking retarded fucking 40-something-year-old?
What was that, Aaron?
What's the guy's name with the metal plate?
Chop Top. His real name is Bill Mosley.
Bill Mosley. I have his fucking autograph in my living room. I got it from my wife.
That was nasty. Scratch.
Dog Wheel Hunt. I'll even explain the inside baseball on that too, because there's a story on the special edition that fucking I can do it in 2 minutes. That's true. If they check that episode out, then they already know. So yeah, that's true.
Well, I know Phil did. I don't know if Aaron did, but
checked it out.
You could find both the amusers off. Well, first thing, I gotta say, Chancey, God damn you, you fucked up my Sonny Bono wig. But
you fucked up my Sonny Bono wig, dude. God damn it.
But you can find both the amusers on Facebook.
Year in 86.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, really. But you can find both the amusers on Facebook as the Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed Podcast Collective, YouTube, Facebook group. You can find us on X and the Gram as That Juggalo Bastard. You can find us on TikTok as That Juggalo Bastard Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube as Monaco Music. Music, see our past videos. Or you can see us live streaming on Parapost Network. Streaming on Parapost Network as a great place for all podcasts and podcasts. And we are also a proud part of the Blind Knowledge Network. Because all knowledge was blind until Leatherface get that bitch. But until next month, until 2 weeks from now, and until this Tuesday we have our episode, your amusers are motherfucking out like fucking Leatherface when a man comes around. Peace!
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. Blood will spill, and if the boys wanna fight, you better.